Classic fiction next. A Clockwork Orange by Anthony Burgess, first published in 1962.
This controversial 1960s black comic novel by the English author Anthony Burgess examines society's unsuccessful attempt to psychologically rehabilitate a violent teenage delinquent. Alex, the 15-year-old protagonist, and his gang of ultra-violent friends live in a dystopian near future, where they speak Nadsat, a Russian-influenced slang invented by Burgess. Empathy is absent. The teenagers engage in drug-fueled orgies. Milk spiked with narcotics is the drug of choice. And random acts of brutality, particularly against defenseless people. How will the authorities deal with these young people and their amoral behaviour? Burgess explores what happens when the state tries to correct people through coercion. Alex and his friends actively enjoy committing ultra-violent crimes, including rape and physical assault. After attacking and killing an elderly woman in her home during a robbery, Alex describes, in Nadsat slang, how he hit the woman over the head with a statue in a chaotic scene surrounded by the woman's many angry cats, Koshkas.
A couple of Koshkas got onto me and started scratching like Bizumi. I got real Bizumi myself, brothers, and hit out at them. But this babushka said, "Toad, don't touch my kitties," and like scratched my litso. So then I screeched, "You filthy old sumka," and upped with the little malinky-like silver statue and cracked her a fine fair tolchok on the gulliver, and that shut her up real horror show and lovely.
One of the most innovative aspects of A Clockwork Orange is the use of Nadsat. Burgess spoke 10 languages, including Russian, and the slang he invented for the novel includes a lot of words borrowed directly from the language. For example, devochka, meaning young woman, and chelovek, meaning man. There are also words adapted from Russian, such as horror show from хорошо, meaning good or well. Other words are variations of English. Apipolilogies means apologies, and badiwad means bad. Although it's not easy to read Nadsat, it's always possible to guess the meaning of words from the context. By the end of the book, the reader has learnt enough Nadsat to understand lines as strange as this one.
"I vidi the devochka at this table, who was with this chelovek, was real horror show, with a horror show plot and litso and a smiling rot and very, very fair volus and all that carl."
Alex ends up in prison for murdering the elderly woman, and while there becomes the subject of an experimental aversion therapy called the Ludovico technique. He's given drugs that make him feel sick and is then forced to watch films of ultra-violent acts. The idea is that he'll be brainwashed into finding violence repugnant. And it does work. However, there is an unexpected consequence. The music of Beethoven, which Alex loves, had been used as a soundtrack during the therapy, so now he also feels sick when he listens to it. Devastated, Alex attempts to commit suicide, but survives. After this near-death experience, the Ludovico technique stops working. But although Alex is now free to return to his violent lifestyle, he doesn't. In the final chapter of the book, as Alex grows up, he decides, using his own free will, to reject violence and instead dreams of having a son.
"But first of all, brothers, There was this vetch of finding some devotchka or other who would be a mother to this son. I would have to start on that tomorrow, I kept thinking. That was something like new to do. That was something I would have to get started on, a new, like, chapter beginning, the first step.
Interestingly, this redemptive ending was omitted by the American publishers. In an introduction to the 1986 edition of the novel, Burgess, a Catholic, asks whether taking away someone's free will in this way also takes away their humanity.
By definition, a human being is endowed with free will. He can use this to choose between good and evil. If he can only perform good or only perform evil, then he is a clockwork orange, meaning that he has the appearance of an organism lovely with colour and juice, but is in fact only a clockwork toy to be wound up by God or the devil or, since this is increasingly replacing both, the almighty state.
In 1972, director Stanley Kubrick made a film version of A Clockwork Orange, which brought the book cult status and increased the controversy around it. But then, a year after the film was released, Kubrick asked for it not to be shown anymore. Various violent crimes had been committed that some people claimed were copycat crimes inspired by the film. A Clockwork Orange has been widely referenced in popular culture in the 6 decades since it was first published. From Bart Simpson using the Nadsat word Gulliver, meaning head, to the torture scene in Tarantino's Reservoir Dogs. One of the most influential British novels of the 20th century, it still seems relevant today.